All right, let's get rolling, right? Civil War week, right?
Have any of you guys talked to you about what the Civil War, you know, has meant the last couple of years?
Yeah, and I think even kind of felt it and knew it on the way in upon arrival. It's intense, and it should be. Lots at stake. The intensity behind this thing is extraordinary. So, yeah, I think, even though we enjoyed Saturday, I mean, as guys were leaving the locker room, I think their focus quickly shifted to this game and the importance behind it.
Do you kind of throw the records out at this point?
You always do, everywhere. You know, I've been lucky enough to have been a player and a coach of some real strong and intense rivalries. I mean, I'm sure you've read the stories of Miami, Florida State, and the Iron Bowl stuff, and this one is just as big as any of those, and you feel it, and it's great. You know, it's great to wake up and know you're going to be in for one of those battles that should be a classic, and we're looking forward to it.
Crosby not only invited but accepted the Senior Bowl position. What does that mean for him and for this program and for you being his coach?
Well, you know, he is he's accepted a role as a leader on this football team. He's played unbelievably well. He's been a really physical football player. And, you know, once his career is over at the collegiate level, you know, those guys in the NFL, they pay a lot of money, but they pay a lot of money for guys that are workers, grinders, that are tough, that can show it, put it on display on a day by, you know, day in and day out basis. And this is a really important, all those guys that get a chance to play in the Senior Bowl, it's a tremendous opportunity to showcase your talents against the very best. And that's not one of those kind and cuddly type little events. I mean, they're going to hit, they're going to get in pads, they're going to work with the best coaches in the industry. So that is a huge opportunity, and he's going to shine. He's going to do awesome.
You gonna miss him?
That guy? Oh, yeah, I'm trying to convince him to get a fifth year, but it ain't working right now. So, yeah, he's his personality, everything's infectious. He's fun to be around. And, you know, as great of a player as he is, he's even a better human being. It's not often mentioned with that guy. He's special, real special guy.
Was that a fun game to watch back, the Arizona one? I mean, one play, even Tyrell blocked three guys with one block.
Yeah, we got to put that in. You know, our off linemen blocked three at a time. We figured we'd take out 15 per play. But, yeah, he the whole thing, you know, it all came together really well. Obviously, Justin gives you a tremendous boost. Special player, but just overall, the plan, the energy behind it, the execution, the production, everything great except the penalties. You know, we teach a very aggressive brand of football that involves everything, being whether it be pass or run. And, you know, when you're, the bulk of your yards are between the tackles and you're getting after, you're trying to knock people back, you've got to just establish a more clear line on what is a penalty and what is clean. But that being said, don't want to take anything away from the aggressiveness or just the juice behind the play of our football players.
What's been your takeaway watching Royce kind of playing through pain and but showing up each Saturday ready to go?
Impressed with him, and he's doing what a senior leader, what a big-time player needs to do. That's what big-time players do, right? Everybody's hurt. Everybody's banged up. It's time to step up during this time of year. The weather's not as nice. The conditions are a little bit different. He's done exactly what he needs to do, and we're obviously blessed to have a guy like that with us. He's been awesome.
Oregon State's, I know, has been banged up this year, especially on defense, but they've had some guys fill in at different positions, specifically at linebacker, Manasse and Bryce Ugwegu. Those guys have done a good job, one spying on quarterbacks, the other rushing off the edge.
Yeah, they've got a talented defense. Really large group of guys. I mean, across the front, they're averaging around 325 pounds, real long, 6'4", 6'5". They play the ball well. They understand their scheme. They play with a lot of energy. And they've been really productive, you know, in spurts. So we know it's a heck of a challenge, and one we're looking forward to.
Mario, the game though said Tyrell hasn't even allowed a defender to hit a quarterback this year, and three hurries total. Can you put that in the context of how difficult that is over the course of a season?
Well, you know, sometimes you take it for granted. You know, you're watching plays. Hey, this guy's got to step better. That guy's got to run a better route. And you think, wait a second, we haven't talked about this guy for a long time. You know, he's not the squeaky wheel. He's not demanding any attention. And that being said, it allows you to game plan differently. You use a tackle like that, like you use a great wide receiver, a great quarterback or running back. He's a weapon. You put together schemes that help you showcase his abilities to help you move the football.
Coach, I'm curious, where does Freeman compare? How does he compare to some of the other running backs you've coached in your career?
Oh, he's as good as any of them. I've been blessed now. You know, if you go all the way back to the days of Egrin James and, you know, through all those, you know, guys at Alabama, and now Royce Freeman, he's as good as any of them. He really is. He's special. And, you know, he's got some more left in him, so we want to make sure we give him our best so he can have his best performance, us as a team as well.
Thanksgiving coming up on Thursday. What do you flock to most at the dinner table?
I'm going to be working, man. Whatever treats they have for us upstairs so we can get through our film. It's the best part about football, in my opinion, is that all these holidays, yeah, there are windows for your family, but you're spending it with your football family. You're putting in work, and there's time after. There's time after to take care of that, but we're going to be with our guys. We're going to eat with them. We're going to break bread with them, and at some point in time, you know, get a little bit of sleep and get ready for the Civil War.
So if you could sort of compare the different position groups to the different dishes on Thanksgiving table, who would be what?
Oh, man, I don't even know where to start on. I'm not even going to begin to answer that one, but let's just say, it'll be quite a display. Let's just say that.
Is the O-line the turkey?
The turkey? Heck no. Heck no. Maybe the stuffing. I don't know. they're a tremendous group of guys. So I don't even know where to start to answer that one. I'm sorry. I'll be prepared for that one next year. I promise.